that's the difference between a witness and a lawyer. A witness will tell you exactly what he saw. Well, a lawyer will try to bring every argument to disprove what you saw. And that's what you see here. Yeah. It's interesting that person, that beggar, never went to school, of course, because he was blind. He never learned how to debate. He never learned how to bring reasoning and argument. The power of Christianity is the power of the gospel. When Paul said, I know nothing among you. I'm not bringing any craftiness or any wisdom or any debate or any proof of anything. I tell you what, I am going to bring Christ and Him crucified. And this man is saying, look, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened, and you keep asking me and change the way you're asking the question three times and four times. I just tell you exactly what it is. Here it is. And he really made fool out of them. They were trying to bring every argument, but the man was sticking to his witness. And exactly that's the point. The power of our testimony is the power of our life. I was blind, and now I see. That's just what it is. And look, I mean, I don't know how to prove, or I can't prove anything, or logically reason with you. Also, your argument doesn't make any sense at all. If a man is a sinner, God is not going to hear that, listen to him. And how could a sinner open the eyes of a blind? I mean, even logic doesn't agree with you. But he stayed to his point. He knew whom he had believed. And he was going out in the simplicity of the gospel to preach who Christ is. He didn't bring anything about himself. He didn't talk much about anything else. He didn't bring any argument. And then it was very obvious he was a true disciple of Moses. Because they said, we are disciples of Moses. Now, one of the characteristics of Moses was his eyes. He was 120 years old man when he died. And the scripture said in the book of Deuteronomy 34, is it, that his eyes were not dim. This man, his eyes was clear as Moses. He was a true disciple of Moses. They weren't. He said that we are disciples of Moses, but they were just as blind as the blind could be. And that is the difference between a man who stick to the scripture and what is, forget about the argument of man, the reasoning of man. It is black or white. There is no in between in Christianity. Just that's the way it is. It is the voice of the Lord, change life, and that will bring man underneath. That argument fit nothing at all.
Would you also say, Emil, that he exceeded the discipleship of Moses by him asking the question? But I want to bring that thought. I'm glad you thought the witness. And that's a true witness. I like that when I see a man like this, just came into the knowledge, that he doesn't draw any attention to himself. Brethren, if I want to tell you my stories, I will bore you. But so many times when we are giving a word of testimony, we are drawing all the attention to itself. Oh, you should have seen me, how miserable I was, and how terrible, and this and that. You know what? This blind man, I was blind, but now I see. He says, a man gave me clay, I could see, and in conclusion, I was blind, but now I see. So what a wonderful short witness, yet it had a great effect. It doesn't have to be hours, brethren, of witnessing. It could be a few words, but it will touch the heart and the conscience. But the second thing we heard about the disciples of Moses, but this man also asked them a question when he was declaring of himself that he was also a disciple. Because he says, will ye also be his disciples? And what a wonderful thing to say, listen, you're accusing me I'm a disciple, well, I am his disciple. But will you also be his disciples? And what a wonderful testimony for people to know. Because after that they said, ye are his disciples, but we are Moses' disciples. Brethren, I don't have to go to the street, I am a disciple of Christ. It's by the way you say things and by the way you live and walk. People will point out and say, you are indeed a disciple of Christ. And that was the blind man.
I think we can also, if we just mention in verse 33, it says, if this man were not of God, he would be able to do nothing. So it brings to the point that he was not pointing to himself, but he was pointing to the one that was of God. Now, the other interesting thing here is that he says, who are you? Can you come and teach us? In actuality, they are saying that you're teaching us. Because at the end, it says, verse 34, thou hast been wholly born in sin and thou teachest us. So they're acknowledging that fact. So here you have a man who is confident in his security in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he now, and you mentioned Emil, that he doesn't have a law degree. That's why they had said, are you going to teach us? He doesn't have any of these things, but yet still, because he's grounded in this one, he's able to teach, but he doesn't teach what he doesn't know. Because so often, you know, we want to teach what we don't know. He taught what he knew. And that's another thing. So often, you know, we study, we don't even understand what we study, and we want to teach the brethren. But here, this man taught what he knew. He was a good witness, he was a disciple, and he was a good teacher, because he limited himself, not to something external, but to something which had made an impression upon his heart.
That's the secret to being a good teacher, being a good disciple. He was a good disciple. He was a good disciple of the Master. And that is really the secret. Before you become a teacher, you have to be a disciple. And a disciple is not just a saved person. It's a person that's fully following the teacher, the teaching of the Master. So he graduated. He was a beggar. Now he's a disciple. And now he's a teacher.
But you can also put it this way. He came to the knowledge of the works of God.
Yeah.
He came to the knowledge of the Son of God. But dear brethren, I mean, you have to follow these verses. All of a sudden, he knows the word of God. God does not hear a sinner. Because he quoted the words of David. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And then he says, from the beginning, since the beginning, we have never heard. All of a sudden, there is a knowledge also of the word of God. And what a wonderful thing for the believer to enter into these wonderful things. To know the works of God. To know the Son of God, and to know the Word of God. And once a disciple is acquainted with the Word of God, he's going to be a firm, strong disciple following the Master. And once we're not acquainted, every other thing will hinder us from following him.
To answer that, Brother John,
my ears, yeah. Brother.
We're talking about the eyes now. It's good to see that how this individual grew.
Amen.
He did not grow in the presence of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus did the work, sent him away. But what we have in the Epistle of John, in light of what was shared earlier on, we have the unction, the Spirit of God in us, who is able to teach us the things of God. And so in light of the security of the believer, and it was shared earlier on, the Spirit of God that we have, he is able now to take the things of God in application, make it real to this individual. So for us, as believers today, we may not be in the presence of the Lord Jesus physically, but the Spirit of God will take the Word of God and make it real to us.
I'd just like to make a side comment regarding the way this individual discusses the Lord at this point. Because when it is said of blind people that their senses are enhanced, their other senses are enhanced, their ability to smell, their ability to hear, their ability to, those other senses we have. And he is emphasizing, now he's on his ground. He heard the Lord tell him to go and wash, and he obeyed. And now he is discussing this part of the anatomy, the ears, hearing. You pointed out, John.
Thank you.
Okay? He says here in verse 27, I told you already, and you didn't hear. You know, he only had to hear once. Mm-hmm. They want to hear the story over and over. That's a sign of unbelief. Repeat. We want to see if you're consistent. Is your story still the same as it was 5 minutes ago? I already told you. He was rebuking them. You want to hear it again? Why? Why do you want to hear it again? I already told you. It's the same story. Later on, he talks about they kind of go on his ground, so to speak. God spoke to Moses. Moses heard God. He was listening. Moses was listening. And then he goes in also verse 31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. So he's on the ground of hearing. And this is really how we come to know the Lord. People always want to see something. They want a sign. They want a visible manifestation or something of that nature. But God speaks to us through our ears. And he preaches the word to us through his own word. And this is how we come to the Lord. So I just want to make that side comment regarding this progress of this man. He heard the Lord.